This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mary Lynn Jenkins, the owner of Big Fish Power Yoga Studios in Jacksonville, Florida. They've been named the best studios in Jacksonville. She and her team teach power yoga and trainings as a leadership skill. She teaches everyone from the NFL Jacksonville Jaguars to kids and believes the practice of yoga and meditation is what will change the world. And Mary Lynn, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome, and thanks for coming to us from Jacksonville this morning. Great to have you out. So tell us, how and why did you start the practice of yoga? Let's start there.
Yeah, it's a great question. I started because I was living in Seattle, Washington at the time, and my husband and I were actually having a really tough time in our marriage, and we were pointed to a marriage counselor who ultimately, much more than a marriage counselor, she became our communications counselor. She taught us how to speak to one another and how to listen to one another. And she gave us a challenge to do something together that we had never done together before. And gosh, I mean, this was almost 20 years ago. And one thing that we had never done together before, because we had done a lot of things together. I mean, we were, you know, we love the outdoors. It's actually what took us out to Seattle to live there for a while. And we had done all kinds of things together before. We had never taken a yoga class together. And my husband called and he said, hey, I found something that I think that we've never done together before. Would you do this with me? And so that was our homework and we did it. And it really did become something that we, you know, in those early years, it became something that really just gave us something fun to do together that was really healthy for our bodies. And we laughed at each other and we laughed at other people and we, you know, got to ride the yoga class together and have conversation before and after. So I feel like, you know, that's really why I started, is it was more of a, it was a homework assignment from our counselor. But, you know, I feel like also it's, you know, and I tell people all the time this, is if you're not going to start now, when are you going to start? And it's, there's never a better time to start anything than right now. And it, the practice of yoga just immediately begins to work on you, you know, in some way, shape, or form, be it, you know, just the strength benefit, the health benefit, or the mindfulness benefit. But then also, you know, the areas that you may not even recognize from the very beginning of when you step into a yoga class, it's the community and the friendships and the conversation. Your conversations begin to change even because of the practice. So, I started probably, you know, kind of in a funny way, but I've stayed with it because of everything that I've found as a result of it.
Thanks for sharing your journey and some of the details behind your reasoning for practicing yoga. Now, there's a lot of talk about meditation as well. We hear that a lot even on this program. Why do you think meditation is so important?
It's a huge part of, it's a huge conversation today for sure. And that's really exciting for those of us who have been teaching yoga for a long time. Meditation has kind of been one of those components that I feel has been sort of, it's been more mysterious. And now it's definitely, it's coming much more into the mainstream. There's, you know, there's yoga studios where, and I think yoga, a yoga studio is synonymous with asana, which is, you know, movement and postures and breath work and sweat and all of that. And what is really exciting is there's more and more now just meditation studios where you literally, there's, you know, there's no movement. There's maybe some breath work, but it really is literally just sitting still and either guided meditation where a teacher is bringing you through a meditation, or silent meditations where you're literally just sitting still and listening and being quiet in a quieted room. I think that it's so important. Well, first, because we have to look at what the addiction in the world is. And the addiction, one of the key addictions in the world is distraction and moving fast. And loudness, noise, those are the things that in any given day, people are surrounded and bombarded by all of those things. Too much noise, pollution, distraction, and wanting to go faster and faster and faster. And so if that's what people are addicted to, we have to look at the only thing that can begin to shift that is looking to what quiets us. And meditation really does offer that. So stillness and quiet through literally getting still first, not moving, and holding a posture, a committed posture of stillness, and just being with sounds in the room, being with your sensations of the body. And I think it's so important for us to get that. And the cool thing now is that because of its popularity, there is so much research. I mean, as recent as 10 years ago, it was like, oh, I know it's good for me, but I don't really know why. Well, now, there's so much research that shares the importance of sitting still on the brain, on the central nervous system, on our listening, on our inner ear. All of these things are so important to the body, and there's nothing in the world that can give it to us better than just literally sitting still in meditation. So I just think meditation gives us an access to stillness and to awakening, to listening differently.
Certainly appreciate your perspective on meditation. Now, let's talk about your book. What was the inspiration behind writing your book?
Yeah. So I just finished my first book, and it was published just a little over a month ago, The Transformative Power of Language. And the inspiration for the book was to bring outside of the studios that I have, to bring outside of the studios the conversation that we've been so fortunate to have within the businesses of Big Fish, the studios there. I think that the conversation there is one of yoga as a leadership skill, and even bigger than just, me teaching yoga, and I have the most amazing team, our team members teaching yoga. We're really up to a much bigger conversation, and it is around, being transformed from the inside out. And so much of that has to happen through changing perspectives. Well, how do we change perspectives? We change the way we listen. Well, how do we change the way we listen? We start a new conversation. And so really the book and the inspiration behind the book was to get what we teach in Big Fish Power Yoga outside of the studio for those people who don't have access to the studio, who aren't in the same conversation that we're so fortunate to be in within our community, for them to be able to read through it. There's some phenomenal stories of people, right here in Jacksonville who have really been impacted by the work that's taught in Big Fish. And their stories are in the book, and along with a lot of really great assignments that every person can do. They can just read through. It's a really easy read, and a lot of really great discoveries through the book, through other stories. And then these assignments that sort of walk the reader through some really good things to do to cause their own listening and language to begin to shift.
And some helpful information there. Much appreciated today. We're speaking with Mary Lynn Jenkins, the owner of Big Fish Power Yoga Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Yoga Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Mary Lynn, what is it about language and speaking that you see making the biggest difference through your business or in even in your personal life?
You know, I think that, well, in the business, how language and speaking has made the biggest impact is just recognizing that it always starts with me. So if I am clear with my language, I can see the result. I can see the impact. There's no confusion. If I'm clear in what I'm asking people, they understand it. If I'm clear in my intent, what I want to bring into team meetings, what I want to bring into the classroom, what I want to bring to my, anybody who I get to work with, if I'm clear with my language, we have zero confusion in the studio, in the business, in the office. And that's powerful. You know, when there's no chaos, when there's no confusion, when there's no gossip, when there's no lack of confidence or doubt, when those things are not present in a business, you are really moving forward. And it's powerful, you know, to experience business in that way. I realize that it really does start with me and how I'm speaking in my business. And with my family, gosh, you know, it's the same way. Just, you know, constantly remembering that the way I speak to my husband and the words that I say to him, gosh, I mean, it gets me emotional. I'm leaving him with something every single time I open my mouth. And the same with my kids. I'm leaving my kids with something every single time I open my mouth. So the impact of language is, gosh, it's everywhere. You know, it's in every interaction. And if we can start speaking with intention to people, you know, in our homes, in our jobs, I mean, just think about how different a day would be, you know, when you start thinking about the words that you leave with people. So, I don't know if that really answered your question, but I'm just recognizing that the impact is so huge based on the words that I leave people with and how I'm leaving them.
Really important for sure, and really appreciate your focus in on that as well. Good stuff. As you're a full-time business owner, mother, writing books, teaching, and anything else, how is all that working within your marriage? Talk to us about that. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that probably fall into that category or close to it.
Well, I'm busy. I do feel like I'm really busy a lot of the time. But I'm intentional with my time. So I think that how it works with my marriage is my marriage and my communication with my husband, it actually is the most important part of my life. And my kids are second to that. You know, it's important. I think my husband would say the same thing. It's important for us to be an example for my kids, that they actually, as important as they are, they don't come first. My relationship with my husband does. So I think that if he and I are being intentional with our time and remembering to put other things aside when we are together, meaning like our iPhones or our laptops or, oh, let me just do this really quick, sweetheart, while you're talking to me, you know, when we begin to really put those things aside, and become, you know, really focused on, okay, we've got 10 minutes together. Let's put everything aside and spend these 10 minutes together listening and speaking and sharing in this time together, even if it's just 10 minutes. You know, the intention behind it is what I think keeps a marriage really, really strong. It keeps a relationship strong. And, you know, when that comes first, when that conversation with my husband comes first, things seem to work so much better in my conversations with my kids, and things seem to work so much better with, you know, keeping a lot of balls in the air with writing and leading programs and trainings and teaching and running a team and all that sort of stuff. It's really, you know, all the parts work when I'm being most intentional with the people in my life who matter the most. And my husband is definitely that person.
Well, Mary Lynn, we really appreciate your sharing that from a personal standpoint. Really helpful and a lot to learn from some of those details mentioned right there for sure. Lastly, what do you do every morning to get ready for any day? We'd love to hear some details on that.
Well, I believe in rituals for sure. And I believe in, you know, starting every day intentionally. And there are mornings where, you know, if I'm on vacation or I'm out of town and time is really tight, some of these components might not happen. But generally, every morning, I start my day with what I call give ups. And it's a verbal practice. It's a language practice. Right now, I give up fear. Right now, I give up hesitation. Right now, I give up anxiousness. Just really putting into language what I may have woken up with that could become how I operate in my day. If I don't give it up, then that's probably gonna run my day. My anxiousness about a meeting later on, or my hesitation around some important phone calls I've got to make, or you know, all those things are in us. And so the practice of give ups, verbally speaking them into the space, and it's usually in my bathroom, I just open up my mouth and I just say them, you know, right now I give up, and fill in the blank with what I need to give up so I can get grounded in the day. And then the second daily practice is the practice of meditation. I think that, you know, we can, the minute our feet hit the floor, most people reach for the coffee and, you know, they're out the door so quickly that, you know, there's just not a level playing field to even start a day. And I think meditation just creates that for me. It gives me an access to stillness, to my listening, gives me access to an awakening, really, to hear more clearly and to ultimately then start my day. And then yoga is a big part of my morning as well. Even if it's just for 25 or 30 minutes, just a little power practice to get my body moving. That's a really, really important component of the day. So I love starting my day in that way. I feel the most ready, then to, you know, help my kids with breakfast and, you know, and then definitely have a big cup of coffee and some water and then you know, support my kids to get out the door to go to school. And that way, you know, I feel clear and most nourished to be a bigger space for the people that matter most to me, which are really, you know, the people that I'm so fortunate to get to live with, because my husband and my kids, and then my team at Big Fish. They're incredibly important people in my life. And if I'm not giving myself sort of those, you know, those morning rituals to get clear, then I can feel the difference in the people around me. I can feel that I'm not clear for them.
Again, Mary Lynn, really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio and for being frank and authentic with us. Really, really goes a long way. And if listeners wanted to get more information on your book or Big Fish Power Yoga Studios there in the city of Jacksonville, where's the best place for listeners to get further details?
Yeah. So our website is really simple, bigfishpoweryoga.com, all smushed together, bigfishpoweryoga.com. And then you can find us on Instagram, Big Fish Power Yoga, or if people are looking for me, I'm Mary Lynn, Mary Lynn Big Fish on Instagram. And I would love for people to find us and look for us.
Mary Lynn, have a great rest of your day out there in Jacksonville, and thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mary Lynn Jenkins, the owner of Big Fish Power Yoga Studios in Jacksonville, Florida. And for further details, visit bigfishpoweryoga.com. eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.